A change at the top in Britain. After 10 years, Prime Minister Tony Blair is stepping down. CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker is live in London with the latest. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning, Harry. Well, it's a big day for Tony Blair and a big day for Britain. Tony Blair announcing just a few moments ago that he will stand down as Labour Party leader and thus the country's prime minister on the 27th of June, about 7 weeks from now. And today marks the beginning of what will be a long goodbye.
Today I announce my decision to stand down from the leadership of the Labour Party. The party will now select a new leader. On the 27th of June, I will tender my resignation from the office of Prime Minister to the Queen.
Britain's Prime Minister travelled to his northern constituency this morning to make the long-awaited announcement. What a difference a decade makes. When Tony Blair became Prime Minister 10 years ago, he was elected with a huge popular mandate.
We are now today the People's Party.
What began with such promises ending under the shadow of the deeply unpopular war in Iraq.
He was incredibly popular at first. He had a 93% approval rating. It's very different now. There's a feeling he's had his day. It's been long enough. And Iraq was a big, big misjudgment.
He ends his career as Prime Minister with 63% of voters thinking he was mediocre to disastrous. In interviews, it is on Iraq that he takes a hammering.
Given the number of people who have died since the conflict, you never seem to be sorry about it.
Hang on a minute. Of course I am devastated by the numbers of people who have died in Iraq. But
let's be quite it's now a fixture of parliamentary life that Blair marked the deaths of every British service person killed in Iraq or Afghanistan. What has added to the damage is a close relationship between Blair and President Bush.
He's a friend of mine. I trust his judgment, and I appreciate his wisdom.
But at home, Blair has been labeled Bush's poodle, a too willing ally who led his country into Iraq.
It's Iraq that's really going to be his legacy. You know, the information, the intelligence, it was all gussied up, it was all tweaked. We were misled, frankly.
Iraq threatens to overshadow everything else the Blair government accomplished. He helped make peace in Northern Ireland. He leaves behind a thriving economy.
This is the government of the living dead.
This is a government that has run the strongest economy this country has seen in 10 years. Come a general election, it's policy that counts. Policy, we win and he loses.
Blair, with his young family and high-flying lawyer wife, brought new energy to Downing Street. Although he was allegedly not the Queen's favorite prime minister of the 10 she has dealt with, he has been the second longest serving. In the next 7 weeks, the Labour Party will choose a new leader, very likely going to be Gordon Brown, who most handily lives right next door at number 11, and he will become Britain's next prime minister. Harry?
Sheila McVicker, live in London this morning. Thank you very much.